Until the embargo in the 60s, Cuba was the largest export market for U.S. rice. Cuba now imports a 500,000 metric tons of rice a year. Louisiana rice producer Brandon Vail says from 2009 to 2019, no U.S. rice was exported to Cuba. However,
since 2020, a steadily increasing amount of rice has gone to Cuba, totaling more than 1,000 tons or $1.3 million last year. Shipments thus far this year are 158% higher than last year, so it looks like we'll continue the trend of increasing exports to Cuba. Now, why is it suddenly becoming a growing market for U.S. rice? They prefer U.S. logistics. Since we're so close to them, it means that we can get the rice quickly and in the exact tonnage that they require. Additionally, Cuba's private sector is growing, and there are several companies interested in sourcing high-quality U.S. products like rice. In the past, only the Cuban government purchased rice, but now we're seeing individual companies doing so. Following a trade mission to Cuba in 2022, Louisiana rice began being exported to Cuba and continues to this day.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Rice Promotion Board.